Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
Let's finish up today. It's Friday, so let's wrap this up, our series on speaking life and having joy. Today, I want to focus on our slogan, one of our things that we're known for, friendships, fun, and freedom. I want to focus on that freedom word. And the reason is because of everything we've talked about. You know, leaders in this company, we enjoy what we do. A lot of times it doesn't feel like work, so we can find ourselves overworking because we love it and it feels good. It's a rush to be good at something. But, you know, when we do that, when I think about this, what are we showing our teams when we do that? That's the perspective I want to look at today, okay? So if we say that you join this company and we're telling our teams that we are all about friendships, fun, and freedom, but we're never showing them the freedom part, then what are we teaching them? And this is something I've thought about a lot because, you know, as leaders, you know, the phrase is lead from the front. We don't want to not do anything that we're telling our teams to do. We need to show them, not tell them, inspire, not motivate. The only way we can do that is by showing them, you know, and we've talked a lot about this, but I also don't want to get to the point where we never show them the freedom that they're working for. So yes, we need to show them how to be a distributor, how to get to where they want to be. You know, we just talked about that, last week, you know. As a leader, we can't stop doing what got us to the top, but we do need to be showing, especially new distributors or up-and-coming leaders, we need to show them what they're working for. You know, let's say that you're triple diamond or presidential diamond, even double, okay? We need to be starting to show them the little freedoms that this company is giving us, and not just with money, not just the monetary freedoms, although that is so important. You know, we need to be making sure that we're teaching everyone to go debt-free first. We need that financial freedom first is what we should be working for before buying any nice things, buying new cars, but you know, any of that. We need to be paying off debt first. So that's just a little sidebar there for all leaders. But beyond financial freedom, you know, we need to start showing them the little time freedoms, the little freedoms that this business gives us that they're working for. And the reason is, you know, if I'm a new distributor or up and coming, if I'm an executive Ruby, but I've got the fire, I've got the vision, but I see an ambassador who never takes a day off. You know, I see an ambassador who is with their family doing a bunch of things, but they're also always posting about how they're working and they just never stop. I would wonder, you know, well, when can I take a break? When can I take, not a break, but because we know how that happens, but when can I take a breath? You know, is there any time where I can just spend with my family and not be working? And, you know, once I get to Diamond, am I going to be able to just spend time with my family? When am I going to enjoy that freedom that everybody's talking about? If they always see us workaholic and burning ourselves out and working to the bone, you know, what message are we sending them? So I think this is something we also have to think about. You know, we need to make sure that we're showing our team that yes, we rest too. We restore too. And that's where this goes along with everything we've been talking about. Finding something to do just for yourself. I have an ambassador in my downline who just started horseback riding again, hunter jumper lessons, and she is thrilled. And to watch her be able to do that, where she can just enjoy something that's only for her. You know, other people watching that see that freedom, that she has the time to go pursue a hobby. And yes, you guys, doing something for yourself is probably going to kill two birds with one stone because you're also making new connections. It's all going to help your business. And that's what I keep telling you guys. If you would focus on you, if you would focus on some of these things we've been talking about, everything will flourish even more. Your business will grow because you're focusing on yourself. It all goes together. So I hope that makes sense today. You know, we can't just show the work side all of the time, or our new distributors, our up and coming distributors, are going to wonder what the heck they're working for. Yes, financial freedom is great, but am I ever going to be able to rest and take a breath? Will I ever be able to take a nap? You know, I tell my leaders who are, you know, double, triple presidential, I say, you know, you're going to be able to take naps at Ambassador. You're not going to be able to sleep a ton because we're in our boom in this company and we don't want to miss our boom. You know, we need to work as hard as we can for as long as we can because we don't know when this boom is going to end. But when you get to Ambassador, you will be able to take a nap. So it's just something we talk about all the time, because we have to be showing our teams that freedom, that rest as well that they're working for, that freedom that they're killing themselves for right now, working their tails off. So remember to show your teams that, guys. Remember to show your team that freedom, that that rest, that restoration that you're doing. Remember, even Pam does this when she's with her grandson or they're at the beach or, you know, she visits back home. She does this too. She shows us that she's enjoying the freedom that she's earned, but she also shows us how hard she's working all the time as well. So make sure you're balancing that. Have a great rest of your Friday. I will see you guys next week in Florida. Super excited for conference. See you soon.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.